Hey guys, got another On Fire episode. Today we are going to discuss, I'm going to talk about a tweet thread from a guy named Zero HP Lovecraft. It's really good. It has to do with how the Chinese tactics with POWs during the Korean War are kind of being used by radical left-wingers to destroy the country now. So take a listen. Oh, you can follow me on my website, tstutch.com. YouTube, Taylor Stutch. Facebook and Instagram, Taylor Radio. Twitter, tstutch1. Thank you. Enjoy. All right. Let's get it started in here. Running. So in this episode, let's get going with some more information. I've talked a lot about the Cultural Revolution in China, which I think everybody should educate themselves on, as I think it is so closely related to what we are seeing in the United States. In the United States, we are seeing a combination of factors occurring. We are seeing people that are ignorant of history attempting to rewrite it in the social context. They're also attempting to destroy relics of the past as well, as opposed to, having any kind of debate to sensibly remove them to museums or anything like that. And there is a culture of heavy shame going on. Everyone's being shamed for disagreeing. If you disagree with the radical left-wing cultural narrative, you are dangerous. You are an enemy. You are a threat to the new radical lefties, to the revolutionaries. So, let's talk a little bit. There was a really good thread by Zero HP Lovecraft on Twitter. He's really good. He starts off by saying, "During the Korean War, captured American soldiers found themselves in POW camps run by Chinese communists. The Chinese treated captives quite differently than their allies, the North Koreans, who favored savagery and harsh punishment to gain compliance. The Red Chinese engaged in what they called lenient policy, which was a sophisticated psychological assault on their captives. After the war, American psychologists questioned the returning prisoners intensively because of the unsettling success of the Chinese program." So before I go any further, I've actually seen one or two documentaries about this, about the POWs from the Korean War, the American POWs in China. And several of those POWs that were held in China after the Korean War were actually offered to live in China full time after the war. And several of them tried it. A couple of them did it successfully. One of them stayed his entire life in China. Let me continue. "The Chinese were very effective in getting Americans to inform on one another, in contrast to the behavior of American POWs in World War II. For this reason, escape plans were quickly uncovered and escape attempts themselves were rarely successful." So, basically, to cut some of this short, he talks about the psychological techniques that the Chinese used to win over Americans in POW camps, how a lot of it was done in piecemeal. So it would start off with it would go like this. The Chinese would slowly gain compliance of the Americans over time, by like having them admit to certain wrongdoings of America or admit that America wasn't perfect. They would have essay competitions to talk about problems with America. But these weren't overtly anti-American. They would be encouraged to write and say things in small bits, like that were, in small grains of truth, similar to what we see going on today in the United States. Today in the United States, we see a situation where people will talk about the history of the United States. They'll go, it's rooted in colonizers and slavery and all this bad stuff. And it's like, okay. Some of that is true to a certain extent. There is a small kernel of truth, which many people will go, oh, yeah, that's true. We did bring slaves over. So I guess we're a racist country, right? Or they'll go, well, there was segregation for a long time, so racist country. Okay, so what happens is that many Americans are being subjected to small grains of truth. And also, I will point out that they're not nuanced truths. So not everyone is really, I will say this, not everyone, I believe, is capable of going through life realizing that there's a lot of gray, but that even though there's a lot of gray, sometimes we still have to pick a side just for self-defense, just for survival, right? It's like if you're out in the wilderness, you could agree that animals have a spirit and a soul, and there's this weird thing about animals and humanity and endless life, but at the same time, at the end of the day, you got to kill that animal to eat it. So that's what I mean, is that you can have philosophical insights, you can have a deeper understanding of issues, which can help you navigate certain areas of your life, but at the same time, you've got to be able to pick a side, you've got to be able to make a decision when the rubber meets the road, when you're really in a survival situation. A lot of people are not equipped for that, and I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, or you're dumber, or you're stupid. Just a lot of people have a two-gear system. Either it's black or it's white. Either it's yes or it's no. It's very binary, right? So there's a lot of people that when you say, America has some issues, you could concede that. Oh, yeah, you know, we have some racial tensions. Oh, yeah, we had slavery for a certain period of time. But we didn't create the slavery, right? The slavery was brought over by, for one, Africans were sold to Europeans. They weren't all just taken in the middle of the night. I think there are some reports that that occurred, but also there is verifiable evidence out there that, or I believe there's verifiable evidence that African, I don't know, kingdoms, whatever, were selling Africans to Europeans. Okay, now that doesn't make it moral. I'm just saying is the whole business of the past was messy and dirty. Right. So you could say, well, you know, America had was slaves in the past. Well, yeah, but also everybody had slaves in the past. And also it wasn't America. When this thing started, we had the Spanish, the Portuguese, the Dutch, the English. So which is it? Like at what point did America start? And in no way were each of these waves of immigrants and settlers the same. Right? So, no, it wasn't America didn't start the slave trade. America is in this deeply racist country, though there are racial issues that can be traced back to the past. But, like I said, that's a nuanced view. It's a nuanced view to say, well, there are some things that we look at now that we say are immoral from 600 years ago. Right? I mean, Columbus, what, sailed to the Americas before the 1500s? Do you idiots realize how far away that was? That was a long time ago. That was over 500 years ago. People were living without any semblance of what we view the world as like today. There were no oil tankers traveling across the ocean. You didn't have cargo ships taking goods from China in big, gigantic steel ships and containers from China to the United States, going through the Panama Canal. You didn't have any of this. Our whole world was different. Now, that doesn't mean that it's acceptable behavior now, but back then, it was acceptable behavior. And the fact is that the West has changed. Anyway, regardless, what I'm getting at here is that there are so many little semblances of truth that the radical lefties use to fuck with your mind in order to convince you that you are racist or that America is a racist country. And these are very sophisticated tactics that professors have been using against students for many years. And now it's working. Now we have a society of young millennials. I don't know about the Zoomers, but the millennials, my generation, is heavy on board. A lot of people in my generation believe in white guilt. They believe in all of it. Now, I want to touch on for a minute, I want to shift to something that I was listening to with Mike Cernovich. Mike Cernovich, I'm a big fan of his, the cultural stuff. I like listening to some of his commentary. And I will, first off, I want to say, you know that we're in some interesting territory, some kind of crazy territory, when some influencers like Scott Adams, Joe Rogan, Mike Cernovich, a lot of different people are kind of on board that we are going into some nasty territory. We're going into some nasty territory. But what I want to go into more is we are in a culture of fear. We've been like that for a while, but right now everyone is scared. Everyone is scared. Everyone's scared. They're being, you know, Cernovich pointed out that black people are being tricked by the media into thinking that white people are out to kill them. White people are being tricked by the media into thinking that they must apologize for their guilt and submit. And it's a, the whole country is the way Cernovich described it was in a state of PTSD. Everybody's so riled up. Every little thing, everybody's losing their minds. You know, we see this with the Karens, with the Karen outbreak. The Karen outbreak, to summarize, is groups of, it's not groups, but it's videos of middle-class women losing their minds in public places. These are Karens, right? A Karen could be somebody that it's a perceived slight against them, like a microaggression. Maybe you're working out on the stair steps, and a Karen perceives you as blocking the stairs. She loses her mind and yells at you. That's actually a real story. Karens are losing their mind. So basically, lots of middle-class women are all riled up. And I think, you know, a lot of that, there's lots of different factors that go into that. Lots of black people are riled up over, you know, police brutality. White people are riled up over white guilt. We are living in some very, very toxic, dangerous times. Now, as somebody who, I'm young, I don't have a lot of experience in the world. I'm only 28. But I really think we have to stand strong. I think we all have to stand strong. If you're black, white, Asian, Hispanic. And when I say stand strong, I'm not talking about stand strong racially as in like white power, black power, you know, Mexican power, Asian power. I'm saying is we need to stand strong on the principles that are going to allow us to move forward. The foundational principles of this country, freedom of speech, self-defense. These are the only ways we can move forward. The only ways we can move forward without violence. If people cannot legally express their opinion without being arrested, if you cannot express your opinion without being shamed out of a job and being fired for voting for a president, if we cannot have civil discussion, then there will be no moving forward socially. We cannot move forward socially. We will have to have a war. We will have to have a conflict. If we don't settle this with words, we will have to settle it with fists. We will have to settle it with guns. And we don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to see that. No one I know wants to do that. You know who's advocating for violence right now? For revolution, for civil war? The Antifa motherfuckers? All the white middle class kids that are running around creating Seattle free zones or autonomous zones. And also, I've got some black friends I see on Facebook that are going off about this. You know, there's one that's really going off about it. He's a public school teacher, right? That figures. Public school teacher. Not a lot of skin in the game, if you know what I'm saying. Is totally protected by the public education system. Probably will never lose a job for saying bullshit online like he says, right? But he can post stuff about systemic racism and how not all white people are bad. Interesting situation that we're in. We need to stand strong. There's no reason that you can't be proud of being who you are. You can be proud of being black. You can be proud of being white. You can be proud of being Asian, Latino, whatever. It just can't be in America. It cannot be your overarching sense of identity. You can be proud of your history, but it cannot be the overarching, oh, I'm white, therefore my white brothers come before other Americans. Like, we can't have a society like that. Now, I know different people have different life experiences, but I'm talking about how we have to move forward. I don't see how we can move forward if we're all divided by our race. It's not going to happen. And if we're not allowed to talk about this, then we're not going to be able to make progress. We have to stand by our convictions and our principles, stand by the Constitution, stand by the Union. All these left-wingers out there talk shit about the Confederacy. Well, how about we stand united behind the Union, the United States of America? Stay strong out there. If we all stay strong and fight the mob, we can win. If we keep cowering to the mob, we will lose. That's all I got for today. You can follow me at tstouch.com, support my work, buy my merch. Follow, like, and subscribe on YouTube, Taylor Space Stutch, Facebook, Instagram, Taylor Radio. Thank you for listening.